The city of Shreveport has launched a campaign to curb the amount of grease, oils, and fat people pour down their sink. It's dubbed Make Peace with Your Pipes. About 14,000 small grease can kits with heat-resistant liner bags are being distributed in problem areas of Shreveport, where blockages in the pipes cause costly overflows into the sanitary sewer. The city is urging residents to scrape leftovers and cooking grease into the trash. Chris Warren is the city's pretreatment supervisor. He says garbage disposals compound the problem.
That is, to me, the source of terror in the sewer right there, is that it's one of our worst enemies. All the food scraps that contain fat, oils, and grease that we don't think about, even healthy salads with dressing on them. So there's lots of foods that contain fat, oils, and grease, and we tend to just dump them down in the sink and turn on the garbage disposal.
Warren deals with about 10 sewer backups a month. About half are caused by excess grease buildup in pipes. LaTanya Williams is a pretreatment inspector. She handles grease trap compliance for more than 500 restaurants and businesses that prepare food. She says when a restaurant hasn't had its grease trap cleaned on a regular basis, she issues a notice of violation and inspects herself.
It stinks. It stinks a whole lot. But you get used to the smell. The lids are kind of heavy. I would say some way up to, 50, 60 pounds. Sometimes they're difficult getting off, but once you get one off, some places you see things that you shouldn't see inside of a grease trap, like forks and cups and broken plates.
The city is asking residents to dry wipe pots and pans with a paper towel before washing, to avoid using the garbage disposal, and to cool grease in a sealable container and then throw it in the trash. Warren says his office is now issuing businesses permits to post that demonstrate grease trap compliance, much like a health inspection permit.